October, many moons ago. Time for our weekly visit with Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Bruce.
What are we discussing this week?
Well, back in September, we spoke about businesses in Manitoba that have operated for nearly as long as Manitoba has existed. But there are lots of non-commercial entities, too, that have long histories here. So this week, we're considering some of Manitoba's longest-lived organizations that are still around today.
Right. When we talked about the businesses, you said the oldest company in Manitoba, obviously the Hudson's Bay Company, founded in 1670. So I'm guessing there are no Manitoba organizations that old.
Not even close. By my reckoning, the oldest organizations in Manitoba date from about 200 years ago. And by that time, the Hudson's Bay Company was already 148 years old. So, right. You know, nothing's in even close to that.
You know, 200 years, though, that's impressive. What were those first organizations?
Well, in a nutshell, they were churches and educational facilities connected with those churches. Mm. And there was a bit of a competition for the distinction of which was first, with the Catholics edging out the Anglicans by just 2 years.
Again.
They founded in 1818 a church and college in St. Boniface, today's St. Boniface Cathedral and St. Boniface University. But the Anglicans were a close second, establishing in 1820 what is now St. John's Cathedral and St. John's Ravenscourt School. For the next long-lived Manitoba institution, though, we have to jump forward nearly 50 years to 1869.
And which one was that?
Another educational facility connected to the Catholics, St. Mary's Academy. At the request of Archbishop Taché, two Grey nuns opened the first Catholic school on the west side of the Red River, initially in a building on Notre Dame East, to cater to local Anglophone Catholics. Initially, it was a school for girls and boys. It became a girls-only school just 5 years later in 1874, and boys were banished from St. Mary's until 1915, when, by special request from the Archbishop, boys in grades 1 and 2 were accepted. The boys were finally kicked out in 1950, although, of course, there are other facilities where they are welcome. But educational institutions continue to figure prominently into Manitoba's oldest organizations. The University of Winnipeg claims roots in Manitoba College, a Presbyterian place of higher learning, as of 1871, and Wesley College, a Methodist institution founded in 1877. And that latter year, 1877, is significant because that's when St. Boniface College, St. John's College, and Manitoba College worked together to establish the University of Manitoba. But it was a very different institution from today's university.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, the university was merely a degree-granting facility for the three founding colleges. They continued to do all the teaching, and then you got your parchment later from the University of Manitoba, and that meant the university was not the secular institution it would become in 1904, when it began teaching its own courses that had no affiliation with the Catholic, Anglican, or Presbyterian faiths. But 1871 was significant not only for the founding of the University of Winnipeg, it was also when the Winnipeg School Division was established, along with the St. Andrew Society. And of course, that's an organization for people of Scottish ancestry. Back to the Winnipeg School Division, though, it's the oldest public school division in Manitoba, and it's also the largest in terms of the number of schools and students.
So we've talked about these sort of private institutions. What's the oldest public school in the province?
The oldest one still operating today would be Victoria Albert School, named for Queen Victoria and her husband, Prince Albert, and it dates from 1877. Now, the school does not occupy its original building, so if you want to know the oldest extant public school where the building is actually still that original one, well, that would be Isbister School, not far from the studio here.
Yep.
It is now the Adult Education Center for the division over on Vaughan Street. That school occupies a building constructed in 1898.
Wow. And it's a nice building, too.
It is, absolutely.
So are there other institutions that survive from the 1870s?
Oh, yes. We have the Winnipeg Chamber of Commerce, 1873. the Manitoba Club, 1874, the Grand Lodge of Manitoba for the Masonic Order, 1875, the Law Society of Manitoba that regulates the legal profession here, 1877, and my organization, the Manitoba Historical Society, 1879. In fact, it's a little known detail that the Manitoba Historical Society is the second oldest historical society in all of Canada.
Wow.
The only one older is in Nova Scotia, and just by 1 year. So that's kind of neat. As far as I know, that's it for surviving organizations from the 1870s. However, if we consider municipal governments in the mix, we could add the City of Winnipeg, of course, which is celebrating its 150th anniversary. There's the rural municipalities of Springfield and Westburn. All of those three were formed in 1873, and the town of Emerson from 1879. Once we get into the 1880s, when, of course, Manitoba's population began to explode, there were 69 municipalities formed, all of them in a 4-year period between 1880 and 1883.
Well, let's go over the 80s then, the 1880s. What kind of other organizations were formed back then?
Well, as far as I know, the oldest curling club, the Granite, dates from 1880, and the Manitoba Curling Association, the umbrella group for clubs around the province, was formed in 1888. Back in 1881, the Association of Manitoba Land Surveyors, they're the governing body for the surveying profession in Manitoba, was established. The next year, 1882, sees the formation of the Brandon Agricultural Society, which is known today as the Provincial Exhibition of Manitoba. They stage two very popular fairs each year, one in summer and the other in winter. And while we're on the subject of agricultural societies, there are many of them around rural Manitoba that date from the 1880s, including, and here we go, the ones at Boisevain, Cartwright, Crystal City, Deloraine, Carmen, Dugald, Gladstone, Glenboro, Killarney, Manitou, Melitta, Minnedosa, Morden, Neepawa, Oak Lake, Pilot Mound, Russell, St. Jean-Baptiste, Shoal Lake, Souris, Stonewall, Strathclair, Swan Lake, and Verdun. They were all formed in the 1880s, but I have to confess that I suspect some of these agricultural societies may be largely defunct today, but I should have also mentioned earlier that the ones at Emerson and Selkirk, well, they don't date from the 1880s, they date from the 1870s.
Earlier. Well, I should mention that you rattled off that list not only off the top of your head, but also alphabetically, so congrats on that. Anything else?
Well, there is Brandon's St. Matthew's Anglican Cathedral, whose roots go back to 1882, as do those of the Winnipeg Rowing Club, and two organizations from 1883, the Brandon Chamber of Commerce and the Crescent Fort Rouge United Church. And that's all I have from the 1880s. But of course, there are many more in later years. You know, maybe we'll have a discussion of some of those in a future episode. I suspect, though, there may be some listeners yelling at their radios right now at my omission of their organization. You know, in other words, I've overlooked some noteworthy organization from the 1870s or 1880s. And if so, I urge those listeners to contact me at gordon@mhs.mb.ca. I should also mention that the Manitoba Historical Society has a program to recognize long-lived organizations. It's called the Centennial Organizations Program, and it presents an award to any Manitoba organization that has been in continuous operation for 100 years or more.
Huh.
I encourage anyone knowing a candidate organization, or even those who want to see a list of centennial organizations that have already been designated, visit the Manitoba Historical Society website at mhs.ca/organization.
What is it? Is it a plaque, a letterhead? Is it
it's a certificate.
Cup? A certificate.
A coffee cup. Hey, that's a good idea.
Okay, well, thanks for that. It's a very complete list, as always.
Well, I'm not so sure. If I hear from listeners, I will pass on the updates in a future episode.
Good. So what's up for next week?
I recently had an opportunity to speak with a group that has a hobby involving some of the same detective work that I do to share these weekly stories. I'll talk about the things they do and the historical treasures they find next week.
Can't wait. Thanks for coming in this morning, Gordon.
See you then. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.